Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Oh, you didn't get that. You didn't get that intro. You missed the intro.
I did. I didn't want to. You know, I don't like to put it on anything crazy on anybody. You know what I mean? So
respect.
Crazy Dom. You're not starting off well.
Nah, you know, I've had some things I've had to edit out before, just because it was like, oh, I wasn't supposed to say that, and I edited it out. So I always just kind of make sure to like give everybody a warning.
Copy that. Are you in Nashville right now?
Yeah.
God, it's love it. Okay, sorry.
You're good. I'm gonna do a little intro real quick. Welcome everyone to another episode of Geek Vibes Interview, brought to you by Geek Vibes Nation. I am your host, Dom Fisher, and today I have with me two spectacular actresses. One you know from Baroness Von Sketch Show and Man Stroke Woman. The other you know from Orange is the New Black and 2019 Shaft. Here today to talk about their new show, Pretty Hard Cases, please welcome Meredith McNeil and Adrian C. Moore.
I'm just imagining an audience is like here. Sorry.
I need one. It would help a lot.
You're gonna have one.
You guys are on set right now, right?
Yep.
Yes, we are.
To give everybody a quick little rundown about Pretty Hard Cases, an abridged version, it's two detectives. One is Guns and Gangs, while the other one is the Drug Squad detectives. Very different personalities, very different people, forced to coexist on a seasons-long case that unfolds in crazy ways. And not only are there relationship with each other is slightly dysfunctional, but their personal lives are not the best either. Meredith plays Sam, while Adrian plays Kelly. So I guess my first question would be, with the characters being such polar opposites of each other, and I'll start with you, Meredith, is, you know, your character's kind of, you know, plays by the rules, by the book, has to have everything.
Character, really sexy when you play by the rules. Yeah.
Are you anything like your character?
No, this is the thing. I mean, obviously I bring some of myself to every part, but the best thing is like when we finish a day of shooting and I actually put on my own clothes, people are like, Meredith? And I come to set. And Dom, I'm going to tell you something. I take that as a compliment because I must be damn good at playing that Sam, that they're shocked that I'm in a sweatsuit at the end of the day. So I see myself as quite different from Sam, but I do admire her qualities. And I bring some of my own like personal vulnerabilities and how I view the world to her. But no, I feel like I'm a bit different from Sam.
In the way she dresses. I'm teasing.
Same question to you, Adrian.
I'm just like my character. I mean, she's cool. I'm cool. No. You know, Kelly is how she's opposite of Sam, I'll say first, is, you know, where Sam is open and vulnerable. Kelly's very guarded and keeps things close to the chest, which is the opposite of Adrian. I consider myself a transparent person, probably, you know, too transparent at times. But you know, there at the end of the day, I always believe our characters. I ground my characters with the truth of where I begin with myself and who I am, and then from there, you know, I like to explore what the differences are. So at the core of every character that I do, and Kelly is no different, it is me, and it is, you know, yeah, it is me. And then from there, we discover what the differences are.
Yeah, and I think that the dynamic is really great, because we, you know, we see cop shows, but a lot of the officers are very similar. And this time, we do get this stark contrast, where it almost felt like a more a relaxed training day. You know, you have the one who is like, you know, hey, we're going to do this my way, and this is how it's going to go. I mean, another one's like, I mean, but we'll be getting in trouble, though. I think we will. I don't know if we should do that. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, and that you paint a good example in that training day was very a seasoned cop with a very young rookie cop. And in this show, we're two very seasoned cops who are well versed in, you know, how the police world is navigated and how it goes. The difference, though, is Sam's character in the first season, she explores a lot of the, you know, type A law and order vantage point, and Kelly's more fly by the seat of her pants, you know, there to serve and protect the community. Not to say that Sam isn't, but just in how they police, you know, those ideologies are different. But then I think that makes it interesting in how they bring those two worlds and two ideologies together to help fight crime.
For sure. And was there, is there any pressure playing these roles? I mean, I assume there's a lot of work beforehand to kind of make sure you have like maybe mannerisms or a certain lingo down, but is there pressure to represent law enforcement officers in a correct way, or maybe the way that you see them?
Absolutely. I think just when Adrian and I were approached with these parts and asked to play them, I just think the material now, where we are in the world and what's going on, I think there's a responsibility that comes with that, even as an actor, when you're offered a part. And that weighed heavy on me. I had a lot of love for Sherry and Tassie and Amy, Cameron's sisters, that created this project. First of all, as artists and people. So I had faith in them. But really is when I met Adrian and how our chemistry was and how transparent our conversations were and how she wanted to approach this type of storytelling. I felt safe within that. I knew that it was a risk. I knew that we wouldn't know we got it right till it was over, mm-hmm. but I was ready to take the challenge with Adrian.
Oh, same question to you, Adrian.
Yeah, I, to piggyback, you know, it's.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's not unknown in our society about the unfortunate interactions between police and in particular African-Americans or, you know, Black folks. And so when I first came to this project, it was before George Floyd, it was before Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor had happened. But even then I was already asking questions about how are we going to, you know, tell these stories authentically? How are we going to represent the police community in a way that, you know, yes, tells the truth, but then also inspires hope, inspires change, inspires a dialogue that goes beyond the unfortunate stigma that's currently in place between, you know, police and Black people or police and just communities in general. Interestingly enough, and the reason I say that is because interestingly enough, before when I was on my, I drove into Canada this year again to begin filming for season two, and I got stopped by a cop. I was speeding, but I immediately got scared and my heart started racing and pumping. I was like entrenched in like MAGA country up in like northern New York. And I was like, is this gonna go crazy? But the fact that I even have that apprehension, you know, is something that I want to explore that. And I want to hopefully be a part of the conversation that dispels that fear within people. Because we shouldn't look at our cops and fear them. We should look at our cop community and feel protection. We should feel safe. We should feel like if there is something else that's going wrong or going on, that I can come to them, as opposed to, you know, what now is the prevalent, I guess, stigma is that you see a cop and you just want to like walk in the opposite direction and you don't want to trust and you don't believe that they'll protect you. So that was something that was and still remains very near and dear to my heart in telling this story.
Yeah, and I think a lot of those aspects shine through. I mean, there's a lot of the commentary with, you know, characters commenting on the police or the bad guys, they're not doing anything. And then also with your two characters within the police force, having to come, you know, question what things are right, what things are wrong. Do I have, you know, my fellow officers back in a situation that, you know, maybe puts me in a bad situation morally? So I think the way that it was done very well. And I also enjoyed the, you know, instead of being every episode is, you know, a different case, we really get to see kind of how police work works. Like a case may take months at a time, and we get this, you know, these 10 episodes unfolding this one huge case with a lot of moving parts. And it's really good. Like it was a kind of a breath of fresh air to see.
Mm-hmm. It's like taking the whole idea of a procedural, which to your point, oftentimes in television series, every episode there is a new case that they're sort of chasing down, and or like even in like medical procedurals, it's every new episode there's a new, you know, something going on in the hospital. Where as in this show, first and even second season, you know, we are actively pursuing particular individuals. And so, yeah, to see the evolution of that has been interesting.
To kind of start wrapping up, I'm gonna ask both of you a kind of a fun question that I like to ask at the end of the interviews. I'll start with Meredith. If you were to live life as a cartoon character, what would your everyday outfit be?
Oh my God, this is easy. So when I grew up, do you know the Muppets? I know it's not a cartoon, but I feel like it's close. Okay. So do you know the Muppets? That's the whole reason I really want to get into acting. That and two of them. Anyway, it's a bigger story. But when I saw them, Dom, I was like, oh my gosh, those are my people. Especially Gonzo. When I saw Gonzo, I went, mate, I get you. And your chickens get you and I get you. And I would wear whatever Gonzo was wearing and have a chicken for a best friend. Adrian, go.
I don't know if this is appropriate to say, but I would want to play an what? Animal. I want to play an animal. I was like, what?
I know. You watching? I was like, well, what cartoon is she watching?
Animals don't wear clothes.
I know. That's you. That is Adrian. Oh, never mind. Yes, that's Adrian.
Anything I could just bear it all, that would just be great.
So Gonzo and naked. Done.
Yeah. In particular, I was thinking of Tom and Jerry or the Roadrunner. Those are my faves.
So where can everyone find you both on social media?
Meredith, you cannot.
I don't do social media.
She's Adrian. On it, but she's not on it.
I just turned off my accounts.
You did?
Because I don't know how to use it properly. I find it very
She likes people's pictures. She doesn't post a lot.
I have nothing to post.
So if you want to reach me or if you want to reach Meredith, you can find us both on my social media.
And go to Pretty Hard Cases.
Yeah, go to Pretty Hard Cases.
Cameron Pictures.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, y'all can just Google me. I mean, I'm A more 9.
Just go to Adrian.
AC more 9, I think is what it is. on Instagram. I don't even, yeah, that's about the only one I can remember. Follow our show, Pretty Hard Cases.
For sure. I appreciate you guys taking the time. I know you guys are busy.
Anything set. For a fellow Nashvillian.
Oh, yeah, you know how we do.
Oh my God, the fact that you just said that, you know how we do. So reminiscent of my home. Thank you.
Everyone go, make sure you check out Pretty Hard Cases, which premieres on IMDb TV on the 10th, which is, I believe, Friday. It's great. I'm sure there's another season coming. And if there's not, me and somebody gonna have a talk because I love the show.
Well, we have season two that we're wrapping up right now. So at least you got two seasons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great to hear. So yeah, again, I appreciate your time, and hopefully we can do this again.
Absolutely. Anything for you, Dom.
Bye, y'all.
I appreciate it. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.